Yes, we're ready to roll. Okay, fine. So we're going to take a one-day detour from the Mashiach discussions to discuss something that's very lemaisa right now in our times. And we're going to go to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Okay? The Gemara explains here as going into Bilam and his curses on the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yochanan. Mibirkaso shall also Rasha. From the bracha of Bilam, that Rasha, Atalomei, you can learn out Mahaya Belibo. What he really wanted to do. From his bracha, we can figure out what the klala was behind the scenes. Bikesh Lomar, he really wanted to say Shelo Yulahem Bate Knesios Ubate Midrashos. He wanted them to close down all the shuls. That's what he wanted, to close the shuls and the yeshivas. And the pasuk says, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. All your tents of Yaakov are going to be good. Let's read here one second. Rashi. No, not yet. Okay. Lo Tishra Shechina Lehem. He really wanted, he's darshing the entire klal of Bilam now, Rabbi Yochanan. That he really wanted that there should be no Shechina amongst the Jewish people, comes the bracha that he gave, U'mishkin Osecha Yisrael. He wanted Loti and Malchusa Nivsheches. He wanted that their control and their dominion will not be continuing. Kenachalim Natayu. And it goes on the whole pasuk. All of the klalas, what was really, all of the brachas, what was really Bilam's intent? How did he really want to curse them? That's Rabbi Yochanan. He goes through the whole thing. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, right afterwards. Kulam chazu leklala. All of the blessings that had the original intent was a klala and turned into a bracha, says Rabbi Abba Kahana, they all came back eventually to become a klala. All of them. Chutz mibate knesios ubate midrashos. Except for the shuls and the yeshivas not closing down. That's the only one that never happened, says Rashi. Kulam kol habrachas shel Bilam chazru leklala. They went back to the original klala, kamo shehaya kavanaso mitchila, like was his intent originally. Chut, says Rashi, mibate knesios ubate midrashos, shelo yipsiku mi Yisrael leolam. Rashi says explicitly that according to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, we have an explicit Rashi. Rabbi Beller asked the Kash on this Rashi. He says, here you have an explicit Rashi that says that the shuls and the yeshivas will never close down. That one klala that Bilam wanted, all the other ones happened. They all went back. The way they darshan it is from a pasuk. He darshans this Kiddush. It's only one of the brachas will never go back to a klala. That is Rashi. Maybe we can the Taritz for Rashi with Daniel Iram, Daniel Rostin. He is the Taritz. The Bate Knesios and the Bate Midrashos didn't close. We have more Torah now. I mean, there were 50 people yesterday in the shiur that I gave in America and everywhere. Shocking. So maybe you can answer for Rashi that the Zoom and the telephones and everything really made it, that nothing really stopped. Nothing really stopped. But there's a Kli Yakar who argues with Rashi on this, and he tries to explain this Gemara. And he asks, he says, all of the klalas, he quotes the Gemara, this is the Kli Yakar in Dvarim, chapter 23, Pasuk Vav. Okay? Vayan, this is the Pasuk they're darshaning from, to say that one won't go back to a klala ever. And this is the pasuk. V'lo ava Hashem Elokecha lishmuel Bilam. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. V'yafo Hashem Elokecha lecha es haklala livracha. He switched one. So the deal that the Gemara is making here is one of the brachos, one of the klalos that he wanted got switched to a bracha forever. The other ones switched temporarily and then came back to become a klala. Okay? That's the Diyuk the Gemara saying. How come it's written in the singular form? Ki הכללה, היפוך השם אלוקיך לך את הכללה לברכה. There were many כללות and that became brachos. Why is there only one of them? You think one will always be turned into a bracha, and the other ones will revert back to klalos eventually in Jewish history when they don't do the Ratzon Hashem. So the Kli Yakar asks, it brings this Gemara on this pasuk that we just read in Sanhedrin, the Darshans, and says, which one is the shuls? Rashi says it'll never stop. Never. Kli Yakar takes a different approach. He says all of the klalos that were listed in the Gemara, says the Kli Yakar, lo tishra shchina lehen, lo tiye malchusa moshechas, lo ye lehem zeisim v'kramim, they're not going to have vineyards and olive orchards, I guess. Bikulam, all of these klalos, lo hayashum derech lepash parsham, letova, kide lekayim mishpata macharach al Yisrael, lo yunizukim. All of these, says the Kli Yakar, there was no way to make them good, these klalos, right? To make them positive, unless we change the maracha, which means the natural order, I guess, the stars, the astrology, that's what he's talking about here. You couldn't do it. Al kein, hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shaded ha-ma'aracha. He had to change the natural order in order to turn Bilam's curse into a blessing. You can't make it. They're not going to have Shechina. They're not going to have Malchus. They're not going to have food. There's no way to make that happen unless you change the stars. Me'oros elu mikol v'kol. Leficha chazru kulam leklala. They were all able to go back to the natural order. Kishechatu Yisrael. When the Jewish people sinned, all of those brachas were able to go right back into klala, no problem, because in order to take the klala and make it a bracha, you had to change the whole ma'aracha of the astrology, says the Kli Yakar. V'lo haya biyadam schus ha'omid b'kocho neged ha'ma'aracha. And their schuyos, because they were sinning, didn't have the strength, because they were doing sins, to undo the ma'aracha that went back to the natural order. That's what he's saying. Now, that's all regarding all of the klalos, except for one. Aval ho behoros lo yelachem bate knisios ubate midrashos. That klala, which was you won't have shuls and you won't have yeshivas, lo hutzroch HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shadet ha-maracha. He didn't have to change the natural order to make that happen. Ki haya makom lekayem mishpat ha-maracha. You could have kept the astrology the same way. Shelo yelachem bate knisios. There won't be a shul, and there won't be base matters, but it'll be for their good. He could have made it into a bracha without changing the natural order. How does he do that? Does everybody understand? What he's saying is all the other things, you're not going to have food, you're not going to have a long kingdom, in order to make that into a bracha that we're yes going to have, food, etc., he had to change the natural order. But the klala of you won't have shuls, he didn't have to change the natural order in order to turn that klala into a bracha. He could have kept the natural order in place and it still would have been good. How? V'hainu, k'derech shepirash Rashi, mishkanosech Yisrael, sheheim imushkanim ba'avonam shenemar. They have a mashkol. The bate knisios, this is an eicha, Rashi writes, it's a mashko. The shuls and the yeshivas are a guarantee. They're guarantors, they're a mashko, collateral, okay, for their sins. Kala Hashem chamaso v'yatzas eish b'tzion. What is it? This is the pasuk that's quoted from eicha. Hashem had his wrath and came out the fire from Zion. It's a very good thing the base of Mikdash was destroyed. That's what the Pasuk in Eicha is talking about, that his wrath came and knocked out the base of Mikdash. It was good. Why? It's very good thing that Hashem takes out his wrath when the Jewish people sin and eats him on wood and stones, which was the base of Mikdash. And we will be saved, we'll be freed. You know, are the affairs that we did will be taken out on the Beis HaMikdash, but not on us. Our bodies won't be killed. Ki mi sheyesh lo mashko liten oto b'chovo, eino gova mimeno nefashos, says the Kli Yakar. Someone who has collateral to pay off his debts for his sins, you don't have to take it with his body. He could pay off, and the loan shark's not going to kill the guy when he doesn't pay back the debt, because he has money, it's collateral, something else. So to here, with Hashem, we had the Beis HaMikdash, we turned it in, and that saved our lives. V'ayinu hach, this is the same thing here now. Shenemar v'yafoch Hashem Elokecha lecha es haklal lebracha. He's going to turn the klala to the bracha. Ki nusach haklala atzma, the actual nusach, the language of the curse, shehi lo yiyeh lahem batek nisiyot. There will not be shuls and yeshivas. Nithapcha lebracha. It'll be a bracha that they don't have it. Why? Ki ayedei shelo yiyeh lahem batek nisiyot. When they don't have the shuls, yinatzlu hanefashos. The bodies will be saved. It will protect the Jewish people. Ironic, it's a gigantic chiddush. So he never had to, according to the Kli Yakar, let's just cause what he's saying. We know that the Gemara and Sanhedrin is saying that one of the klalos, just one of them, that Bilam had in mind, never happened. All the other ones originally turned into a bracha, and then after the Jewish people sinned in the course of Jewish history, all of his original intent that Rav Yochanan said in the Gemara actually comes to fruition, except for one. When he wanted to kill the yeshivas and kill the shuls. That klala never happened, says Rashi on the Gemara. Never. It'll never end. Okay, kash on Rashi. What about now, Corona? There were weeks when all the shuls in the world were closed. Lel Pesach, we talked about it. Nobody was open. No Beis Shiva and no Bate Knesset. Nothing. So how do you matare? Maybe you have to go to the Zoom Teretz. The Zoom Teretz. The Rastin Virtual Teretz to get out of it. That's Kashan Rashi. The Kli Yakar has a different mahala. He says it's not true. It may be that the shuls are going to close and the yeshivas are going to close. It's entirely possible. But don't think that's a klala. You think it's a klala. It's shocking Kli Yakar. I don't know how Rabbi Bella found it. No idea. You think it's a klala that the shuls are closed, but really, it's a bracha. Why? Because the option could have been, the other alternative could have been what? That we get killed. We get killed. Either he shuts down the yeshivas, just like the Beis HaMikdash. That's the big dogma that the Kli Yakar is making. He could have broken the Beis HaMikdash. You say it's a horrible thing? As the Kli Yakar and the Gemara says, it's a good thing. Why? Because we could have been wiped out. So to hear. So this is a new perspective to look at what we're going through right now. And it is tsar. It hurts not to have a yeshiva. It hurts not to have shuls operating properly and normally. It's very painful. But according to this Kli Yakar, and it's shocking that he's talking about this, that the Rav Yochanan actually and Rav Abakar Khan actually said that they'll never end. Never. It'll never stop. There'll never be a time when all the shuls are closed, Rashi say, and all the yeshivas will be closed. It doesn't happen. So we see something did happen here. Something did. According to this Kli Yakar, I just want everybody to think for a minute as to what the Kli Yakar is trying to teach us. And this is a yesod for everything. What's the worst punishment you can have for, come on, no shul for a Jew? No yeshiva for a yeshiva bacher. There's nothing worse. Nothing. Let's assume there was no Zoom right now. Let's assume there was nothing. You were on your own, learning in your room with your kids or whoever you have in your isolation with you, and that's it. And there's no one out there. No telephones, nothing. You look at that, that's a disaster. But somehow the Kli Yakar said, not at all. It's not a disaster. It's a blessing. Because the alternative could have been all of us dying in the corona. Literally, that's what he's saying. He's saying the fact that the shuls are closed is protecting us from corona. You understand what he's saying here? The fact that the yeshivas and the shuls are closed, Hashem is using that to protect the Jewish people. If that's not Jewish, what is? The thing that we love most, he closes the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMedrash. That's the thing that's keeping us protected from the virus. Saving lives, says the Kli Yakar. That is something that I wasn't sensitive to at all, that this is Hashem's plan to try to save us, exactly like the Beis HaMikdash getting destroyed. He could have blown out the Jewish people and wiped them out. He says, instead of wiping them out, I'll break Eitzim Gavanim. Same thing here. Now, we're not being destroyed, but we're closed. Closed. It'll close. Lo pasku, it'll stop. Interrupted. This is something that we should definitely keep in mind. The notion that, Baruch Hashem, we do have the telephone, and we do have the Zoom, and we have more Torah, and more Shiurim, and more people are participating than ever before. When would you ever be able to organize 50 or 60, whatever happened yesterday in the United States? Everybody, nobody's going to the park, no one's going shopping, no one's doing anything, they can't go anywhere, so they're all at home. So of course they're all gonna join a Shiur for 2.5 hours on a Sunday. What else could they do? There's nothing else to do. But, so of course there is bracha in the way we have manipulated it to make more Torah in these times. But the fact that this is hurtful to everybody, it hurts. It hurts the fact that this place is closed. It hurts. It hurts. But we should get some nechama from this. We should get nechama. The Kli Yakar is telling us that this was Hashem keeping everything in the natural order and turning the klala, the bracha, the klala into a bracha. This is something that will never be a klala, closing the yeshivas. It'll never really, it may never happen according to Rashi, but even if it does happen, it's a good thing. It means that the Jews are being saved because of this. And this is always something that Rabbi Green has always pumped into my head, and I've tried to give it over to everybody. It's so easy to look at things from one perspective, from one vantage point, one way of looking at things. And when we're young, we see it one way and it's over. And you have to break a guy's pshat when he sees it, the pshat like Rashi or Tosfos, wherever he's learning or his idea, it's so hard to uproot the guy, the younger he is, right? The older he is, even though most Amaratzim, as they get older, become more impossible to change their opinions. You can't move the guy once he hits a certain age. But a Ben Torah, Talmid Chacham, he is the most flexible guy. And he's able to see things from so many different vantage points, whatever it takes in order to put him in the proper headspace to do Avodas Hashem. This is all just controlling one's mind, having discipline. And this Kli Yakar is doing what you would think is apikorsis, to say it's a good thing that the yeshivas are closed. Who would say those words? Who the heck would say it's good that the yeshivas are closed? Who? Only a Rasha, only someone who's anti-Torah, Meretz, whatever, Lapid, those guys. Who else is going to say such a thing? The Kli Yakar is going to say it's good? Yes, the Kli Yakar can actually do it. Not for the same reason as those bums. But he did it, and that is an incredible gift, to be able to use the power of Torah and the power of a Ben Torah and the way he thinks. And the same thing Rashi says is Akasha, Toto says is the Teretz. It happens on the same words. One guy sees this, one guy sees this. And that's the gift of the Talmud. That is the gift of the Gemara. And here we see it in something that is the most precious thing to the Jewish people, the most precious. He's able to say, shut it down. What was that video you said? Shut it down. And it doesn't mean that he wants to kill us. It means he wants to save us. Everybody have a great day.
Rabbi Tagger, there's just one question.
We have a question, yes.
Yeah, there's a question in an araya. The question is, how did the Kli Yakar learn pshat in the Gemara?
Okay, he does do that, by the way. I didn't want to do that today, but go there to the Kli Yakar. He actually does the work to force out how he knew that this is the one klala. How did the Abba Bar Kahana know in the Gemara that the one bracha will never turn back to a klala is the shul's one? How did he know that that's the one? That Kli Yakar handles, and also the Malbim handles it differently. He does it differently. He says since it was the first one on the list of Klalos, of Bila, to close the yeshivas and the shul, that must have been the one that never goes back. But the Kli Yakar does it with his astrology stuff, changing of the Marechet. But look inside the Kli Yakar. He darshens it from the Pasuk and shows how the Gemara knew what to do. I didn't want to get into those details and bore you with the details. Anything else?
Just the raya that when the virus started, that the Jews were hit particularly hard because of all the shuls, because everybody was always in shul, everybody was together. It spread much more quickly throughout the Jewish circles until shuls stopped.
Wow. Look at that. So you say here, the stopping of the shuls was a bracha because he stopped taking it out on the Jewish people. Wow, that's beautiful. That is the Kli Yakar. Outstanding. Thank you. Very good. All right. Anything else before we stop? Tomorrow we go back to Mashiach. With another Gemara Shir from Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv Zatzal has a piece on Mashiach, an interesting one that I never saw before, and we'll do that tomorrow. Yes.
There's just one last point, which is even according to the Kli Yakar, that we still have to admit that we're in trouble. We're just being saved. We're getting out of the trouble by... But we're certainly not. We're not glad.
There's no question that this is all because of our bearers. The truth is, someone else sent me an email last night wanting to discuss that all of the suffering of the world, anyone who's suffering anywhere in the world, we have a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel, that says that any time the Jewish people, the world is suffering in pain, it's only not only, but it's a message to the Jewish people that they have to get their act together. They have to do tshuva. That's clearly a Gemara. Rashi brings it in Shmos also, that we definitely have to learn from it. We are doing wrong now. The whole world is suffering. But even if it was just the nations of the world that were suffering and not us, let's assume for some reason that there was no plague over here, right? No suffering over here. We still have to learn from the pain and the suffering of the world that Hashem is definitely not happy with us, okay? We'll talk about this maybe tomorrow more when we hit the Rabbi Yashiv's piece, okay? Have a great day, everyone.